Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The White House is reaffirming its support for Israel after Iran launched hundreds of drones and missiles against the country over the weekend. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby is once again praising the collective defense.
Despite launching more than those 300 weapons from Iran in the region, Israel and a coalition of partners were able to defeat 99% of the attacks. There was virtually no infrastructure damage to Israel. But their attack requires an unequivocal condemnation from the international community. And so, as Karine said, the president convened the G7 yesterday, and they have forcefully condemned that attack and urged for calm and de-escalation.
President Biden has made clear that the U.S. would not support any Israeli counterattack against Iran. Traffic is flowing once again in the San Francisco Bay Area. Sarah Hosseini from member station KQED reports a large group of pro-Palestinian demonstrators blocked the Golden Gate Bridge and nearby freeway for hours today.
Yes, I support the protest, but I just need to get through.
Cars and trucks sat at a standstill while protesters like healthcare worker Mike Sweeney stopped the morning commute, part of a coordinated multi-city protest demanding an end to arms sales to Israel.
I've never seen this level of violence in my life. And so that's why I'm here.
Trucker Pat Ames remained upbeat despite being stopped for hours, just 9 miles short of completing his delivery of metal for Tesla cars.
Let's stop sending him guns. Let's get them sitting together and talk about peace.
The organizers say the day's actions took place in different cities around the world. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hosseini.
Tesla is laying off more than 10% of its global workforce as the company's sales slow down. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports CEO Elon Musk announced the news of a reorganization in an email to staff.
Musk didn't say which parts of the company would be most affected by the reorganization. On X, the social media platform he owns, he wrote, quote, "About every 5 years, we need to reorganize and streamline the company for the next phase of growth." That idea of the next phase of growth echoes a previous statement when Musk warned investors that Tesla is, quote, "between two major growth waves." Two executives also announced their departure. Drew Baglino was a key deputy who focused on batteries and motors at Tesla for nearly two decades and was long seen as part of Musk's inner circle. Rohan Patel ran Tesla's public policy and business development. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 248 points. This is NPR. Thousands of athletes made their way across the Boston Marathon finish line today. Esteban Bustillos from member station GBH reports spectators lined the more than 26-mile route, cheering on this year's competitors.
Warm weather greeted athletes for the race as several of the top participants made some historic finishes. Kenya's Hellen Obiri became the first woman in nearly two decades to repeat as champion in the women's open division. She also becomes one of the few women to have consecutive top finishes at the Boston Marathon.
So I say, if I want to be one of them, it's to work extra hard. And I'm so happy because I'm now one of them.
Cisse Lema of Ethiopia took home the top spot in the men's open division. Other notable finishers included Marcel Hoog, who bested the course record he set last year in the men's wheelchair division. For NPR News, I'm Esteban Bustillos in Boston.
Americans are taking advantage of a new service offered by the IRS this year. The Internal Revenue Service is testing out a new pilot program that allows taxpayers in a dozen states to file electronic returns directly with the government. Once tax season is over, the IRS will evaluate the program and decide whether to expand it next year. On average, Americans pay an estimated $140 a year for software or professional help in preparing their tax returns. Recapping stocks.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.